Welcome, this is Irene, and I have a question for you. Why did you get married? I'm not married, so I'm going to ask you, well, why did you get married?
Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media.
Brag on it. Brag buttons. Represent your brand. At special events, for your business, your brand, anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at CBizTVMedia.com and click on the Brag tab. So this topic was something that was kind of in my mind for a little while, and now seeing, you know, the recent interview with Monique on Club Shay Shay, I just wanted to kind of comment on her situation and maybe other situations and why did I get married. Now, we know this as a movie also, Tyler Perry, which is ironic. It's one of Tyler Perry movies. Why did I get married, and why did I get married too? And in the movie, it's kind of like asking people why did they, you know, take that step forward. And it's drama in the marriages, and it's issues in the marriages. And you know, you really have to ask yourself. You know, you don't want to jump into marriage and jump into that whole scenario. And do you know why? There was someone that I was asking them, why did they get married? And they kind of had some vague answers and some kind of generic answers. And I thought that they should have been a little bit more aware of why they chose to give their life to certain people. Now, one of the answers was kind of straightforward, but the other two were kind of not very clear. And and there's people that I think it's beautiful to get married. And I was talking to Miss London, Pastor London from Free Will Church, and she says there is a blessing on getting married, but the question is, do you know why? Do you have a good reason why? And even if you didn't have a good reason, do you know why? Marriage is something that I don't think you should take lightly, and some people have had multiple marriages, and on some level I think they may have taken it seriously. On some level, I think some people take marriage lightly, and it's not like dating people, and it's not even like having multiple long-term relationships. It's to the next level. It's putting it on paper. It's monogamy. It's all of these promises that you make to someone. And if you've made promises to multiple people and it hasn't worked, it's kind of showed your track record when it comes to your stability, your loyalty when it comes to marriage. But it also can show maybe your foolishness, maybe you jump in too fast, maybe it wasn't even your fault that the marriage didn't work, but because you were gullible in the situation and you just accepted the situation, you were pushed into it, or you were I don't want to say tricked into it, or you were tempted into it, maybe even seduced into marriage. All those things can happen, but either way, it says something about, you know, a little bit about you. And it doesn't always have to be negative. I think it's a case by case basis, and I'm not going to judge people because I've never been married. But to be in the dating situation and seeing and be an onlooker and say, you know, would I date, or would I seriously date, or would I think about marrying somebody that's already been married and their situation, I think it's really something to think about. Being the age that I am, over 40, of course, most likely I'm going to be dating people that have already been married or had serious relationships or whatnot. They've lived life a bit. So I can't be naive enough to think that these people haven't lived life, but there are people my age that still have not been married. They may have had serious relationships. They may have not. They may have baby mama, baby daddy drama. They may have not. But everybody has a history and a past when it comes to love and relationships. When you get a certain age, it is what it is. But you don't want to fully assess people on that. But I think it's really, really important to answer that question. If you're dating someone and they've been married before, why did you get married? I think that should be a question that you should be able to answer. And depending on the answers, it tells you a lot about how that person may handle you in the future. If you do get to the point of marriage, if they married someone for shallow reasons, if they married someone for reasons that aren't really based off of love, will they do the same to you? Have they learned their lesson? You really should have some in-depth conversations about, you know, what have they learned off of this situation? Because many times we start talking to people, okay, I've been married before, didn't work out. I've had these serious relationships that didn't work out. But what have you learned? Like, what happened? A lot of times people don't want to talk about what happened. And I've had a situation where I've talked about what happened in my past relationships and how it didn't work. And I do feel like someone took that and turned it on me and used that same scenario to break up with me. And honestly, if that person does that, that's their issue. A lot of times we do try to guard our heart and we should guard ourselves. But if you're dealing with somebody that takes your pain and turns it back around on you and uses it against you and uses it to exit the relationship, then that was just not the right person for you. You should be able to be transparent with the next person. Of course, again, we don't want to do this. I always take things slow and say, you know, I'm not going to straight up first date, maybe even the first few days, maybe even the first month. I may not get into those deeper scenarios. I may generally know things and you may generally know things about me that are of a deep level, but will you know the ins and outs? Probably not, unless we have clarified that, you know, we really want to get into this and this may be some type of a deeper thing and not a fly-by-night thing. Because I think at some point you have to open up and you should be able to open up to that person if they're going to be your person. You shouldn't have to hold everything back because you're going to be guarded throughout your whole relationship. And that's not love and that's not really a relationship. And you shouldn't have to guard yourself constantly from the person that's supposed to be your person, right? But I want to get into, you know, some of the reasons people do get married. And I respect Monique and what she said when she stated that really what was up with her relationships, and she generally knew straight up. She was transparent. She wasn't like, oh, I'm not sure even sure why I did that. I know some people probably get married for lust, and I've heard the stories of people getting married. My sister, she came on here and talked about being married, that her partner married her for sex. She didn't marry him for sex, but she believes at the end of the day he married her for sex. And to have a foundation for marriage for that is not good, but it is better to marry than to burn with passion. But if that's the sole reason you're getting married, you're going to have a shallow marriage. You're going to have a marriage that possibly is not going to work because all of the other levels of the marriage are not working. And the foundation is not there. Foundation of marriage can't be built on sex. I've also heard the stories of, you know, I got her pregnant. Or sometimes men have felt they've been tricked into getting someone pregnant and then they've had to marry them for that reason, because at least they had enough, to me, I think a stand up for you to marry somebody that you get pregnant, because nowadays it's so easy to just, be a baby daddy or baby mama, but to actually marry that person, I think it's a stand up thing to do. But is that a good foundation to build a marriage on? Usually not. But I've heard multiple stories of this is why people have gotten married. And sometimes even the kids don't know that they were, you know, mom and dad were pregnant before they got married. But that's a very popular reason why people get married. And I don't think it should be. But I believe that's more in the secular world and in the world of faith and Christianity. I really don't think that should be a foundation, but that's one of the foundations of why people get married. Kind of like, I'm forced into this situation and I have to be here. And that's a bad foundation for marriage. It may not work out in the end, but it has for many people. If you feel strong enough about a person to sleep with them and to be that intimate with them and to possibly have a child, as a lot of people, you know, some people, most likely the man was unprotected. He may believe that the woman had birth control or whatnot. So if you feel like you could trust somebody enough to be that intimate with them, I think you should at least consider being their spouse, especially if you got them pregnant. I mean, or the pregnancy came out of the situation, because if you can get that intimate and close with somebody, but you can't consider them to be your spouse, then you probably shouldn't have really gone through that in the first place. And again, you'll be kind of setting yourself up for failure if this happens and then the marriage doesn't work. It's kind of obvious, the situation. And it's kind of sad for me and sad to me that people get married for that reason. But again, people have made it work. Sometimes people fall in love later within the situation scenario. And it just, as Pastor London said, God respects marriage. So even if you, we didn't get married and have the kid, the kid came after, or the kid came first and then the marriage came after is what I meant. I believe God can still bless that situation, that relationship, if you guys try to get on the same page and the right foundation. But Monique said her first marriage was, she didn't want to do the buy the cow, get the milk for free scenario. Not saying that she never had sex with this person, but she didn't want to make it a habit of, we're just going to have sex and he's not going to put a ring on it. So she respected herself enough to say, okay, I'm not just going to do this constantly and give him the milk for free. He's going to have to respect me enough to marry me. So I think that shows a lot of self-respect for yourself as well, that you at least put your foot down in that situation. And for the guy to say, okay, yes, I will marry you, he has to care enough about you or enjoy that milk enough where he wants to marry you. So even though that's not a strong foundation for marriage, it shows self-respect. It shows that at least he wants to be there enough to actually put a ring on it, because he could have just walked away and found someone else's milk to get for free. So there are scenarios where that happens, and a lot of times it feels like it's on the woman to put her foot down, and many times it may be true. I kind of found myself in that scenario, even though I didn't give any milk away for free, but we were passionate about each other, we were physical, and I was getting to the point where I said we should get married because I didn't want to give any milk away for free. That situation didn't work out, but it did get me an engagement, but it didn't get me a marriage. So then Monique's other relationship scenario was, you know, I basically needed to be taken care of. I needed help. I needed to live. I needed to exist. I needed the stability of what marriage brought. And both of these are kind of old school answers to get married, because today, you know, people aren't getting married for that. They're either making their own way, or they're hooking up with people, or they're laying up with people, or they're shacking with people. I mean, people have different ways that they don't really have to get married, but I feel like she must have had some level of respect for herself to do that. But also, I do feel like it's a little bit of a negative thing on the partner, because if you're just marrying someone to take care of you and you don't love them and you don't have a foundation, then that's deceitful. So I think that's kind of a deceitful reason to get married, even though it's on her end, a level of respect that she has for herself. She doesn't want to just shack up with somebody, which she could have chosen to do that as well. But she knew what the stability in the marriage certificate meant. And that's old school right there. Old school knows that marriage is next level. Marriage has some levels of protections that these other relationships and these other games we play don't have these protections. And that's why some people run from marriage, because they don't want to get caught up in those protections. They want to be able to get in and out, and they feel like it's a trap. And really, you shouldn't be in something you feel is a trap, and you shouldn't put somebody in that if you feel like you're trapping them as well. But so her second marriage, she just basically said, I needed the stability. Okay, sometimes that can work too, if both people are on the same page. If she gets the stability she needs and he gets what he wants in the marriage, then it can work out. There are a lot of marriages that aren't always love-based, but for me, I feel like love-based needs to be there, because I think that's what's going to keep us together. Because anything else in the relationship could fall apart. Anything else in this world, this man-made, you know, situations change, all of that can fall apart. But the love has, if the love is still there, even if it's a little bit, we can possibly rebuild it. We can make it stronger. We can do something. But if it's not based on that foundation, I feel like the chances of it lasting will be very weak. So if it's based on you're taking care of me, or if it's based on I'm taking care of his needs, whatever those are, or I'm taking care of her needs, whatever those are, you know, that may change. She may be on the come up and doesn't need that anymore. He may see someone else that may be able to provide those needs that he wants even better than you, so he can walk out of that marriage. And you don't want to set yourself up for a marriage like that. People also need to define marriage and what it means to you. Is this till death do us part? Is this temporary? And now, because divorce is so prevalent and we know we can do it, I mean, people have that temporary mindset when it comes to marriage. And I feel like if you're going to take that step, know that it's going to be forever. If you want to shack up, hook up, have long-term relationships, do all these things, don't put marriage in the mix if you know that that's what you rather do. If you know that you want an easy exit or easy out. But honestly, none of those, even the serious relationship isn't an easy out. Of course, the baby mama daddy isn't an easy out, because you're going to be attached to that situation for life, basically. So a lot of times we think we have easy outs, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually, that person is still connected, attached. The trauma and the drama of the situation will still be with us, even if we move forward into a successful relationship. But when it comes to marriage, that's even to another level. When you break that, it's like breaking a contract with God, and on some level, breaking the contract with the government and society and everybody and everything. That bond is like weaved through every area, versus if you're just in a long-term relationship. So I think the definition of marriage, we need to really define that and live up to that, or just don't do it at all at the end of the day and ask God to lead us. But, you know, why did you get married? Because it's not about, it is about what Monique said. I used her situations as examples. She said, okay, I'm finally in my last marriage, my only marriage that she feels that this was the real one. And she's happy with her husband. I mean, she's had ridicule when it comes to her relationship and her marriage. She stands up and sticks up for her husband. She says that he changed her mindset. She was more rowdy. She was more going to jump off on people, but he calmed her. He kind of showed her how to be what she says, a queen, and he's her king. So at the end of the day, I don't know all their dynamics, and maybe you might look at their relationship and say, that's not what I want. But if they're happy, it works for them, and they find this to be a real marriage, then I'm happy for their situation and their scenario, and that they're working it out and sticking it out. Because there are people that don't, there are people that play games, there are people that divorce so easily, and they think it's a fun playhouse, and we're playing a house with this marriage certificate. But no, this is a real thing that you can't just play games with, and you have to respect, and you should respect at the end of the day. So really asking you, why did you get married? And I hope that you got married for reasons that were foundational reasons that you at least love the person. You may not have a walk or connection with God. That's understandable. Everybody doesn't know God or have that connection, but they may still respect marriage and they may still love someone enough to marry them. And I think that's a good foundation to start with. Of course, you do want stability in the marriage. But again, you don't just want to marry someone because they can take care of you. I know that's been a thing in the past that people have done. But now in this day and time, it's something that we don't have to do. We don't have to feel forced to do. But again, there are still women that feel that they may have to do that. There are still women that struggle. There are still men that struggle financially and whatnot and otherwise. So there's so many different reasons to get married. At the end of the day, I say, let's do it for love. Let's ask God to lead us. And if we're going to do it for real, do it one time, do at least come into it with the intent to do it one time. Everything doesn't always work out the way that we plan. But we want to come into it with saying, okay, this is the one and only. Again, like I say, everything doesn't work out. I'm not condemning divorce. I'm not saying don't ever get divorced. You're wrong for that. But if you come in something with something this deep with shallow reasoning or reasoning that's not foundational, if you know you're not the marrying type, if you know you aren't stability, because marriage is all about stability, sticking it out, fighting for something. If you know that's not your personality type, you definitely don't need to get married. You need to work on your personality and who you are, because at the end of the day, fundamentally, that's what breaks up the marriage, because either one or both of the people aren't willing to put the work in. If it's some type of extreme domestic issue, that's different. If it's some type of extreme issue with drug addiction or alcohol, or the person is just not fulfilling their responsibilities in their relationship, and you guys are both struggling and one person is putting in more than the other and nobody's supporting each other, I mean, that's something that you can work out. That honestly, the last one is something that you could probably talk about, work out, go to counseling, go to job counseling, go to career counseling, go to marriage counseling. But some things are really catastrophic and you have to walk out of the marriage. But some things, you know, we can work on. Most things we can work on and we can fight for. But if you don't have that fighting spirit, you don't want to be there, and you don't want to fight for it, please don't walk down that aisle. Please don't put that person through that, because they may be fighting for you and you're not even up for the fight at all. And they're definitely just going to be a losing battle, because one person doesn't make a marriage and one person can't fight for something to last when the other person is just not really in it. Or both people just are doing it just for the validity of saying, I got married. So I said a lot. What are your thoughts, comments, questions? You guys can always email me. Those of you that are married or not married, what do you have to say on the situation scenario? I'd love to hear your voice, your thoughts, your comments. This is Irene. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Ask me the question, why did you get married? And if you haven't been married yet, ask yourself, why do you want to get married? Why set yourself up again? If you're not ready, you're not prepared, you feel like your personality needs work, you look at your past relationships and you see your failures in that, and that needs work, then, you know, even before you walk down that aisle, you have the opportunity now to look within yourself and say, why do I want to get married? And am I ready to get married? It's an important question to ask. Thanks, guys, for listening. This is Irene again with our Single Christian Girl series on CBiz Media. Thank you, and talk to you next time.